KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And it's partly cloudy, 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 59. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In Southwest Iowa news, a woman from Creston was injured Tuesday afternoon when her vehicle went out of control and hit a building before coming to rest. The Creston PD says 84-year-old Ruth Kralik was backing into a parking space on Grand Avenue in Creston when she lost control of her 1996 Ford van and stepped on the gas pedal. The vehicle jumped over a curb and went into a yard to the south before continuing through the yard where it narrowly missed a light pole and several trees. The van continued southbound across the street and into another yard, which it crossed before the van spun around on the concrete in front of an office building at 612 Grand Avenue. The van hit the building, causing a large hole to form in the wall. Two picnic tables were also broken during the collision before the van finally stopped. Kralik was transported by ambulance to the hospital in Creston. The van was totaled in the crash. Damage to the Regency Park office building was estimated at $15,000. There were no citations issued. In other news, Creston police say a resident of an apartment on North Maple Street reported someone entered his apartment sometime between January 20th and 28th. The thief took a Toshiba satellite computer valued at $350. A meeting is set to take place this Saturday morning in Clarinda with regard to Governor Branstad's proposal to close or repurpose the Clarinda Mental Health Institute. The meeting, featuring Department of Human Services Director Chuck Palmer, will be held in the Clarinda MHI Auditorium beginning at 10 a.m. Saturday. District 24 Republican Representative Cecil Dolacek also plans to attend. Governor Branstad said earlier this week his administration wouldn't be violating state law if they continued to run significant prison operations and a military-style academy on the Mental Health Institute campuses in Mount Pleasant and Clarinda. Key legislators said they were disturbed because they didn't learn of Branstad's plan to close the two facilities in Mount Pleasant and Clarinda until they were shown the details of Branstad's proposed budget. A second-degree sexual abuse trial for a former Harlan physician charged with felony second-degree sexual abuse was not held as scheduled. The trial for 81-year-old Dr. Wing Tai Fung was scheduled to have taken place yesterday at the Shelby County Courthouse, but an order was handed down on Monday indicating that a plea agreement had been reached. Judge James Richardson also ordered a pre-sentence investigation. Fung of Scarborough, Ontario, Canada, was charged in May of 2014 in connection with an incident that took place in January of 1999. Where he allegedly molested a 10-year-old girl he was treating for a knee sprain at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Chicago police arrested Fung April 28th at O'Hare Airport after he returned from Canada. He had waived his extradition so the case could be tried in Shelby County. Fung originally entered a written plea of not guilty to the charge last May. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education is looking for ways to cut about $650,000 from next year's budget. Superintendent Dr. Michael Amstein told KJAN News that during a work session Monday night, the board gave the district's administrative team instructions to look at all areas where savings might be made.
We've been in the process of trying to reduce costs this year, which will impact this year's budget. We believe we're going to come in under the amount that we were targeted to spend, but we won't really know those figures until later on in the year. So we're taking a look at what we can do to reduce the budget for next year.
Amstein said over 80% of their budget is for personnel, but that's certainly an area they're willing to take a look at. Fortunately, he said the district received a Teacher Leadership and Compensation, or a TLC, planning grant for the 2015-2016 school year in the amount of $450,000, which allows them to move some people into instructional leadership positions.
We will probably take a look at if at all possible not replacing those positions. So, it's going to come across every department and every school as far as trying to get that amount. Last year we proposed about $800,000 in cuts, and with this on top of it, it'll be almost a $1.5 million in cuts over 2 years. So, it's going to have to turn every stone now.
The money that they received for that TLC grant has already been spent and can't be used for anything else within the district. Amstein says it's the first time during his 5 years he's served the district that they've had a true 4% increase in educational funding.
It's hard to keep up with doing the, just the cost of doing business every year. when your funding is just not even meeting the basic needs of your school district.
In addition, a miscalculation by the Iowa Department of Revenue will result in the Atlantic School District having to pay back more than $70,000 it received in overpayment from the state sales tax. The mistake was traced back to a faulty computer program that could not handle as much sales tax revenue as was collected last summer. The error affects school infrastructure projects.
You know, for a school district our size and paying that, you know, back over a period of time is not going to be as impactful as, you know, if we were a small school district, it would probably be a major blow to capital projects. So, yeah, the state hasn't notified us yet on how they're going to do that. I would say that as far as reimbursing them, the most logical way would be to reduce the rest of our payments for this year in order to make that up.
The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.